Oh, was there any mail for it?
No, nothing but a letter.
Well, sakes alive, that's mail, ain't it? Let's have it. Wonder who this is from.
Well, what to say?
Wait a minute. Hey, this darn thing's music.
How's that?
Music.
I don't hear it.
I mean, that's what was in the envelope. Look, see, it's a piece of music.
Well, ain't there no letter?
Nope. Oh, yes, it is, too. It fashions the music. Yes, it's a letter from that songwriter, Mr. Green. Says, gents, I am here with...
That's what?
Land the Goshen, why don't you listen? It says he's here with...
I don't see him anyplace.
Of course you don't see him. Of course you don't. He ain't here.
Then what's he say he is for?
He don't say he's here. He says he's here with...
Here with what?
With that dead. If you let me read it, I'll tell you. I am here with enclosing...
It's a dad darn liar, and I knew it all the time.
Liar? How do you mean he's a liar?
Says he's here with his clothes on.
He don't say he's here with his clothes on.
Yes.
He does not.
Yes.
He said enclosed. That means inside.
Inside the letter?
Yes.
If you're a big enough fool to think he's inside that letter...
Oh, it don't mean inside that away, Eb. It means, folded up. Like when you...
Oh, he's folded up, huh?
Yes, will you just keep your trap shut and let me read this? And I'll tell you what it's about. Is I am enclosing...
Go ahead, read it, because your dad darn smart.
I am enclosing... dang, if I can make out the next word. M-S-S, of my song. What do you suppose that is?
What is?
M-S-S.
That spells mess.
Yes, I reckon that's it. I am enclosing a mess of my song, which I wish to enter in the music contest. Don't forget the 300. Very truly yours, Sammy Green. Oh, I get it. This is the song he's putting in the music contest.
Well, what's it like?
Wait, I'll read it. Says the name of it is Springtime in the South. I was born in Alabama.
I thought you was born in Indiana.
I was. That's what the song says.
Where did it say I was born?
Oh, wait a minute. You're getting all mixed up again, Eb. I'm reading the song, and that's the first line. I was born in Alabama. That means Mr. Green was born there.
Yeah, well, right there is where he's wrong. To get in the contest, you got to be born in Corner Center. He knows it.
See, that's right, ain't it?
Dad darn tootin', it's right. We better change it.
Well, I don't know, Eb. Changing a fella's song, he might not like it.
Shucks, he won't give a darn. He says himself that dad darn thing's a mess.
All right, I'll just change it to Corner Center, and that'll fix it. Let me have your pencil. There. I was born in Corner Center one spring day, and now I am... Oh, say, that don't rhyme.
Well, make it winter. That'll rhyme with center.
Yes, you're heading for an Alabama train.
Better make it Corner Center stage. Trains don't stop here.
Yes, this fella don't know much about songwriting, does he?
Yes, he don't.
Springtime's coming, so am I. See, looks like he's got to change it again. Springtime can't come in the winter.
And make it Christmas. Christmas comes in the winter.
Yes, I'll be there. Christmas is coming, so am I. Mammy, don't you hear me cry? So soon I'll be right back with you again. Oh, wait, hold on. That again is supposed to rhyme with train. We took the train out and put in a stage.
Let's see. What rhymes with stage?
Oh, yes, I got it. Soon I'll be in an awful rage.
Is that all he is to it?
Nope, that's just the verse. It says here the chorus is, when it's springtime in the south, watermelon melts in your mouth. Over here, over there. Why, you see peach blossoms everywhere. All the birds and the bees, all the sweet chickadees are calling me back when it's springtime in the south. See, that's not too bad.
Yeah, but you'll have to change that to winter in Corn Center. It won't match up with the verse.
Well, that's easy. There, that'll fix that. Now,
let's see it a second. What's the matter?
Can't sort of fill out this line here.
Well, give me a pencil. I'll fix it.
What are you going to do? Yeah. Say, by cracky, that's pretty darn good. I didn't think you had it in you.
Go on and read it now.
Yes. Yeah, I'll read the whole thing. I was born in Old Corn Center one spring day in early winter, and now I'm heading for the Old Corn Center stage. Christmas is coming, so am I. Mammy, don't you hear me cry? Soon I'll be in a dad burn awful rage. Wonder what he'd be in a rage for.
Missed the stage, more than likely.
Yes, that's it. Well, here's the chorus. When it's springtime in the winter, Why, it snowed in Corn Center, over here, over there. You see people wearing heavy underwear. We ain't no birds nor bees, but we still have lots of fleas. So I'm scratching my back when it's winter in Corn Center.
Now, dang it, if he wins the prize, we ought to make him whack up with us.
Say, that ain't such a bad idea. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to write him a letter and tell him that very thing. Get me one of them envelopes in the drawer there, and I'll write him right now. We'll just make him split even Stevens. That's what we'll do.
Yes. And, one of these here?
Yes, that'll do. Fetch it here.
Yes, here you be.
Yeah, just a second now. Yeah. There. That's short and sweet. Now I'll address this, and you can take it over to the post office.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am back again.
Good morning, Mr. Hertz.
How do you, Mr. Hertz?
Well, the final arrangements for the music fiesta are all me. That's going to be a magnificent affair. Oh, by the way, did you know about Senorita Juanita, the Spanish dancer?
Yes, yes. In fact, just about everybody in town knows about it. If I was you, Mr. Hertz...
Yeah, but you ain't the only one. Mrs. Howe is chewing tobacco on the sly, and Miss Plum is meeting some feller...
Well, hold on a minute, Ted. You just keep your trap shut.
Oh, I don't know what you mean. What has that got to do with Senorita Juanita?
Well, she's crazy.
Crazy?
Now, Ib, I tell you...
That darn tootin'. She comes in here yesterday and wanted to buy 4 yards of chin whiskers.
Yes, and she claimed she was Daniel Boone and said she ate cigars.
I can't believe that. Why, you must be making a joke.
No, sirree, Bob. That's a fact, Mr. Hertz.
Hey, we're just telling you for your own good.
Well, I don't know her very well. I just made an engagement with her for a theatrical booking office. I would...
How's that?
Engagement. She is the wife of Sammy Green, the songwriter.
Sammy Green?
I guess, you see...
Well,
I,
Brother John Brown, he's the fellow that's been meeting Miss Plum.
My goodness, you don't say so. Well, we don't want such kind of people in the music fiesta. I'll give Juanita her notice right away.
Yes.
And tomorrow, I think we should have a meeting of the committee here in the store. Then we can settle all the final details. About you, Tim.
Yes, I reckon that'll be all right.
For instance, Mrs. Howe thinks the program should be opened with a selection by Bach. By Professor Thistleby.
Open with what?
A little Bach. But Professor...
No, sir, there ain't going to be no beer drinking in here.
But I
That's
don't...
right, Mr. Hertz. If Mrs. Howe wants beer, she can go to the brewery for it.
But I mean Mrs. Howe likes Bach, the classical composer. While Professor Thistleby has only a sneer for
him. What? Hey.
He sneers. He has contempt for...
Sneer what?
He sneer the brewery.
Who is?
Professor Thistlewaite.
What?
Let Mrs. Howe go over and drink beer with Professor Thistlewaite then. I ain't going to have no
please,
beer.
Please, will you let me say something? Mrs. Howe and Professor Thistlewaite are not going to drink beer in this store.
Yes. They, I'll say they ain't.
All we want to do is to have a meeting, talk things over. The fiesta is taking place next week, and there is a lot of work to be done yet.
Yeah, well, all right, but no beer drinking.
No beer drinking.
Of course not. And I will notify the committee for tomorrow evening, if that is satisfactory to you.
Yes, that'll be all right.
Yes, we can do that, all right.
Well, I'll see you then. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Hertz. Drop in again sometime.
So long, Mr. Hertz.
Yes, well, there's that, eh?
Well, you got that letter to Mr. Green writ yet? I'll take it over and mail it.
Just a second. Say, I figure it's only fair to write and tell him, don't you?
Tell him what? About packing up with us?
No, I already got that writ. I mean about Mr. Hertz being engaged to his wife.